موقع فضيلة الشيخ عبد المحسن الأحمد يقدم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلقي وخلقكم وخلق الإنسان من طين، وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، روحي وأبي وأمي ونفسي وما أملك له الفداء عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم أما بعد، أسأل الله سبحانه جل في علا أن يجعل هذا اللقاء موفقا من عند الله وخالصا لوجهه سبحانه، لا لأحد فيه حق ولا نصيب. يقول ربي سبحانه وتعالى، وأعظم الكلام وأجل الكلام وأثقل الكلام كلام ربي سبحانه، يقول جل في علا: أفلا يتدبرون القرآن. سبحان الله. The most important question that one needs to ask himself when he looks at this book: what is the purpose, the main purpose of having such a great book, the Noble Quran? To recite it? Is that the purpose? We may have some answers, and some of us may say yes. لنقرأه على كل حرف عشر حسنات. But if we listen to the response from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concerning this particular question, we will find totally different response, totally different reason. The rationale behind sending this book, the Noble Holy Quran, to us is totally different from what most of us have understood or have perceived. كل شيء في حياتنا له أداة للوصول. Everything that we need to taste, we have a special instrument with which we can taste whatever we are intended to. Like, for example, if I want to taste the flavor of the honey, I cannot put the honey with my hand. صح؟ العسل ما نحس الطعم لما نضعه على أيدينا، ما تعرف هو حالي ولا صح؟ حتى الخضراء يعني ما يحس بطعمه. طيب الموية، what about the water? If you come to anyone who's extremely thirsty and you pour this water on his head, would his thirst go away? Never. صح؟ Because we have instruments. So to taste the food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you your tongue. To taste the temperature, you can touch. You cannot taste temperature by just looking with your plain eye. صح؟ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tool to reach and to taste the flavor of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أعطانا أداة تصل بنا إلى هذا القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran: أفلا يتدبرون. Don't they then contemplate? Didn't say, don't they then recite the Holy Quran? It's good to recite the Holy Quran, but it's not the main purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down Jibreel, the angel, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us just to read it or to recite it or to listen to it. No. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they then ponder over its verses? Someone would say, how many options do we have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us here in this verse, in this particular verse, two options only. He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ أَوْ Would they then ponder over its verses, contemplate, meditate, reflect on its verses, or? So we have, if you have the algorithm, you have either this way or that way. The first option is to contemplate, to ponder over its verses. What is the second option? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا All their hearts are locked up. Do we have any third option? Any other option? No. So just now, go through your past, your previous life, and just ask yourself, which option do you fit under? Do you really ponder over it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it very clearly. None else can know about your soul more than your own soul. So each of us knows how much he has been pondering over its verses, and how many verses that he heard, or read, or seen, or kept by heart, and how many of these hundreds of verses he pondered over. Ahbabi, it is too serious. It is too serious. If you recite the Quran without feeling anything, this is an indication that we fell under the second category. And knowing the problem is the first step towards solution, inshallah, towards solving it. If someone goes to the emergency, to the hospital, and we ask him, what do you complain from? What is your main complaint? What is your chief complaint? He said, I don't know. So how can we take an x-ray shall we take an x-ray for your head or for your hand, shoulder? What is the problem? He said, just, I don't know. Most of us do not know that they have the problem, so they continue their life without pondering over its verses, without being affected by the Quran, without feeling the, without tasting the flavor of the Holy Quran, and just we don't know if there's a problem or not. Inshallah, today we will not, inshallah, get out of this mosque until we know where the problem is and how to solve it, inshallah. Someone would say, okay, that means pondering over the Holy Quran, tadabbur al-Quran, amr jaddi, la yahtamil al-niqash. How come you live in this life and you leave this life into your grave without tasting the Holy Quran? And what would you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I didn't know about the main purpose. Someone would say, okay, is it the main purpose to ponder over the Holy Quran, over the verses? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kitabun أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك. This is the book that we have sent down unto thee, unto you, and unto thee. Why? Li. This letter in the Arabic language means the purpose. If you just read Li, That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you about the rationale behind the whys behind the whats. What does that mean? أَتَيْتُ لِأُلْقِيَ الْمُحَاضَرَةِ That I came to give this lecture. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us a list after li. So many things. He gave you the main and the most important and significant wisdom behind Inzal al-Qur'an. What is it? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا For them to contemplate. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا what? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا عَيْشَ أَحْبَدِكِ نعيدها لِيَدَّبَّرُوا عَيْشَ ما قال الله صوره هناك قال أفلا يدبرون القرآن as a whole. Someone would understand that, okay, so out of the Holy Quran, when I do a khatma, I will just contemplate in some surahs. No, not even a single surah. Al-Quran is meant for an organ, a special organ in your body. We will talk about it in details, inshallah. Unless this Quran reaches there, you will feel that whatever this man is saying is only rubbish. And he would say, we know the Quran. So what is new in it? What is he telling us? Yes, if it has not reached there, you will not know what is it. What am I talking about? And Allah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all understanding. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can open your heart to understand the Holy Quran. And if he does not, no one else can help. Asa Allah grant us contemplation and understanding of the Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ that each verse, كُلْ آيَةَ لَهَا مَعَ قَلْبِكَ حِكَايَةَ إِذَا وَصَلَتْ لِقَلْبِكَ Once it reaches the appointed distance or destination, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ And then for member of understanding to remember. To remember what? I'll just give an example. Have you ever visited any patient in the intensive care unit? And you found a tube that is inserted from the nose all the way to the stomach. Anyone has seen it? Anyway, almost half of us. This is called NG tube, nasogastric tube. What is the purpose of that tube? It's mainly for feeding, because this person cannot eat by mouth for any reason. Whatever you pour into that tube, if you ask that patient, what is the taste of the food I just gave you now? What would they say?
I don't know.
If you pour honey, he doesn't know. If you pour salty water, he doesn't know. This is exactly our life with the Holy Quran. Now, why he doesn't know about the taste? 3 months. Because the food is meant to be tasted by the tongue. Yet, however, nevertheless, this targeted organ has been bypassed. اللسان يذوق الطعم. لكن إذا يأكل إذا كان الإنسان يأكل عن طريق الأنف بالأنبوب لا يشعر بطعم عسل ولا ملح ولا عصير ولا ما يشعر. عشان كذا لما تسأل يقول لك ما أعرف. ولأجل هذا الله سبحانه وتعالى قال في القرآن وإذا ما And he recited the surah in front of his companion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look to the to the outer of the people. He looks into the hearts of the people. And he said that not all of the audience, O Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon you, not all of them, Al-Qur'an has reached their hearts. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولِ Part of them, a group of them, whose the Holy Qur'an touches their heart. أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا Who's amongst you? Who's from amongst you? These verses that we just heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has increased and strengthened his iman, and he feels that he's another person. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا Those who believe, these verses has strengthened, has increased their iman.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ
Those whose hearts are locked up.
فَزَادَتْهُمْ رِجْسًا إِلَى رِجْسِهِمْ
Even though they would say, مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفًا Exactly like the patient who said, what have you just given me? Because he doesn't know. So he will just come into the masjid or recite the Holy Quran, whenever he recites the Quran, and he would say, just flipping the pages, and you ask him, MashaAllah, you have just recited 10 pages of the Holy Quran. What is the what an effect that happens in your heart? And he say, nothing. Just he recited. Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has repeated the Holy Quran for us just to recite it? La wallah. La wallah. Guys, are you okay with the way I'm giving the lecture? I mean, do you want me to go more into Arabic, or is it okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. We're okay?
Yeah.
Okay. But someone would ask that I'm not a native Arab. Does that mean I'm deprived from contemplation? La. La. At all. And I will give an example, inshallah. We will have a practice, we will have an exercise of tafakkur. How? Now we know that the main purpose of the Holy Quran is a tadabbur, contemplation. Khalas? You can carry this message with you, inshallah. Sah? The second one, what is the targeted organ that is the Holy Quran is meant for? Is the heart, and if you feel nothing, then it has not reached there, and we need to work on that from today. How? We will inshallah come into it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about every single problem that we may face and every single solution for that particular problem. Who said so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ
Every single thing that you can think of.
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ ذَكَرْنَا
No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that everything that we have mentioned in the Holy Quran. La. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَا
فَصَّلْنَا We have detailed. فَصَّلْنَا With full explanation?
Yes. فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا
So we know that the Holy Quran was sent Anyone can give us any evidence from the Holy Quran that this Quran was received by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. Not any other organ. Anyone?
أَزَّلَهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ
another race which drew to us the round of the Holy Quran. نزل به الروح الأمين جبريل وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين وين؟ النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام did not hear it with himself. صح؟ did not recite it with his tongue. لا. نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. سبحان الله. Just pay attention to this. Quran touches the heart, then Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم starts warning people. This equation happens to anyone that Al-Quran touches his heart. I'll give you evidence, inshaAllah. So if you want to test yourself, there are some indicators among which that you will feel that you will see yourself and everybody is around you will see. يعني يراك الناس اللي حولك أنك تتكلم عن القرآن والدليل دائما عن أي action هذا الدليل فأنت دائما تتكلم عن القرآن. You're always talking to people about the Holy Quran. Anyone can think of any other example? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this equation. Quran touches the heart, then the person will warn the people around him with the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Surah Al-A'raf, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Kitabun Unzila Ilayk, Fala Yakun في صدرك حرج لوت لتنذر به. هناك نزل به روح على قلبك هنا صدرك لتنذر به هناك لتكون من المنذرين. Do you see the link? That an indicator of Al-Quran reaching your heart, you will talk about it. You take it as your life project. Each and every one that who has a major, has a specialty, he likes to talk about his specialty. صح? And people who loves the Holy Quran and the Quran touches their heart, they will talk about the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this equation within Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he gives us in Surah Al-A'raf this formula, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the same formula and the same equation with the jinn. And I'm talking to everyone who's listening to me now, from the ins and the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was exiled, was deported falsely from Mecca, and then he was exiled from At-Ta'if and rejected from their people. He went to Wadi Nakhla. He doesn't know, he didn't know where to go. عليه الصلاة والسلام. حتى قال لعائشة في البخاري وحتى وضيتها إن على وجهي. He said to Aisha, when she asked him, what is the most hardship that you face in your life? Is it when Ahl Mecca oppressed you? He said no. When I was exiled from Mecca and I was exiled from Taif alone and I was walking and without even me paying attention to anything, I reached Qarb al-Nasir. see, walking such a distance. And he just, alayhi salatu wasalam, he knows where to go during any hardship. Do we know where to go? Go to Allah. He just starts praying. He said, I will tell my story. I will tell all my problems, my feelings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he started praying. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In the middle of the valley, Wadi Nakhla. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. No one is hearing him. No one is listening to him. Alone in the valley. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once he finished, he sent Jibreel down. And he told him something that he didn't see. He hadn't seen while he was praying. قُلْ تَلِتَضْرِبُ قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْ. Tell people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired to be that. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا. Wallahi, when I recite this surah, I would feel shame on myself. Subhanallah. Look at the way they reacted to the Holy Quran. فَقَالُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means every single letter in the Holy Quran. كل حرف في القرآن يحتاج وقفة. ليس كل كلمة كل حرف. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال جل جلاله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say استمع نفر من الجن, that a group of jinn, they listened to the Holy Quran and ثم قال. ثم means they will take time thinking whether to change or whether to take the message, whether to obey or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقَالُوا immediately, إِنَّا سَمِعَنَا كِتَابًا عَجَبًا. Have you ever said this? While you're reciting the Holy Quran and saying, what is this? What is this? How amazing and astonishing these verses are. This is what they say, Quran and Ajab, astonishing Quran. This is extraordinary. Okay then, when they were surprised and were fully engulfed and inclined with these verses, they said, okay, someone said, oh, well, the Quran, I hear it the other day, the Imam was reciting, and I was inclined, and I was engulfed, and I was just possessed with these verses. Okay, what is next? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that they didn't say that Quran is amazing, and then that's it, the end of the story, full stop. No, they said, فَآمَنَّا بِهِ. Done. It is done. End of the story of shirk. Then just take a pen and paper, and just write the decisions they made at that moment. First, Quran and Ajab. Yahdi ila rush. Guides to the right path. And then, fa'aman nabi. We believe. Right. Just qarat. Decisions. قارات الجن مباشرة من سماع مرة واحدة. Only they hear the Quran once. And how many times we hear the Quran? And how many decisions we've taken? We need to know what the problem is. In order to solve them, inshallah. فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحد. They will never associate any partner to Allah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will just read the rest of the verses that for you to recite, inshallah. I'll just move to Surah Al-Ahqaf to prove that the Quran touched their hearts. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ. That when the mankind, the human beings, they rejected you, we replaced them with another creature, the jinn. يستمعون القرآن. Look at the adab. And just compare it to us in our houses or in our cars when we listen to the Quran. يستمعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say يسمعون. There is a difference between hearing and listening carefully. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له. Criteria 1, استمع. وأنصتوا. Criteria 2, carefully. لعلكم ترحمون. Then we shall give you mercy. We shall shower our mercy upon you. Unless you fulfill these two requirements, you will not have the third, the promise, which is the rahmah. تنزل عليك while you are reciting the Quran. Did they fulfill these criteria? Did they?
Yes.
What is the proof? What is the evidence? يستمعون القرآن. Criteria 1 has been met. Criteria 2. فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا. When the Quran is playing in our house, do we talk and discuss like if it's any song or anything else? The jinn, when they hear it, they say أنصتوا. All together, just keep quiet. We need to listen. We need to concentrate. This is touching our hearts.
وَقَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِي.
Look at the adab. Until the last verse has been completed. فَلَمَّا قُضِي. Before that, there was no sound. No one was interrupting.
فَلَمَّا قُضِي وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ.
What?
مُنْدِرِينَ.
Does it match the formula? صح? Because it touches their hearts, then وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ مُنْدِرِينَ. قَالُوا يَا قَوْمُنَا. We've changed. Sheikh, has any of us has changed after listening to the Quran? And he just listened to the Quran in his car and he went home a totally different person. They asked him, what happened? I listened to the Quran. Mushrikun, al-jinn, they have changed their creed, their aqidah, to tawheed. Then they turned out du'at. وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهَا مُنْدِرِينَ. Then they summarize the whole Quran in two verses. يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. Respond to the call of Allah. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. They gave the hope. All the mess that you've done will be deleted, will be wiped off. يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ وَيُجِرْكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. He will save you from the severe torment. وَمَنْ لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. Whoever chooses the other path, فَلَيْسَ مِنْ مُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So, did we get the formula? Three things now we talk about. The purpose of the Quran, the organ, the target organ, and the formula with the indicators. What is the subject that you always talk about? This is an indication. If the Quran has reached or not. Do you want us to try to contemplate on some verses from which we can know with certainty that it is not the English, the Arabic language?
Yes, it is. It helps a lot in contemplation. Yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has justice.
Has justice and He's just. عدل سبحانه وتعالى فجعل القرآن في دبر أي واحد. هناك إعجاز لغوي وبلاغي rhetorical miracles of the Holy Quran, linguistic miracles of the Holy Quran, scientific miracles of the Holy Quran. القرآن covers every all specialities. So for example, and I will repeat this one more time, inshallah, so we can at least have something in common as an example of practicing contemplation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every surah is a thesis by its own. And that's why if you find sometimes, and if you understand the verse that you understand, you will never forget. Some of us will sometimes be confused with Sami'un Alim, Alimul Hakim. Sah? For example, in one of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. In another place in the Holy Quran, فِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ without معلوم. And you will find people mixing up. يعني some people mixing up. If you understand it, then you will never mix up. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كِتَابُ أُحْكِمَتْ آيَاتُهُ ثُمَّ فُصِّلَتْ. Each verse has not been revealed and has not been sent down except it was perfectly said and perfectly made within the context that fits the entire context. Why ma'loom? Why sometimes it's not ma'loom in other places? Al-Dariyat and Al-Ma'arij, صح? حق ma'loom came within the context that talks about al-fara'id. على صلاتهم يحافظون the five. It's wajib, mandatory. طيب. And then Allah subhanahu when he mentioned here حق, he said حق معلوم, which is the zakat, not the sadaqah, not the voluntary sadaqah. واضح. So the context is talking about the fara'id. But if you go to Surah Al-Dariyat, no, he has never mentioned the fara'id. Allah subhanahu wa said,
كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون.
Are we obligated to make قيام الليل and just sleep a little? No.
وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون.
Are we obligated to that?
وفي أموالهم حق.
Not ma'loom. They are doing, al-ma'loom is done for this particular category. So they are doing things that are optional. Do you get it? You will never forget it, inshallah, if you know. Even sometimes, some of the imams, they are saying the right verse, and someone in the mu'min say, ma'loom. And you say, ma'loom. No, if you know it, you will insist. And you will not let it go. طيب, let's go to the verses that we want to contemplate now, inshallah. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Taha, ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have not revealed the Quran to you to cause distress on you. With all these obligations and things to do and things not to do, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you follow the Holy Quran, you will not be in distress at all. Subhanallah. And as we say, every surah has a thesis. And within this surah, you will not find any part of any story that has nothing to do with this thesis. Why? Is that clear? Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention the story of Musa alayhi salam, but there are some missing aspects in the story. Because it does not fit with the with the thesis of the surah. And if you understand the thesis of the surah, you will never add things that have nothing to do with the surah. Is it clear? For example, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Surah Al-Ankabut talks about the being tested. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ. So the test, about the test. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the test that happens to you in your house. And He started with the walidin. And He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي شَيْئًا فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. And then, Are you sure? The surah is not talking about the verb. Sahih al-Fatima? But if you go to surah Luqman, it is talk about the verb, وَصِنْ لِإِسْحَانِ بِوَلِدِي أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ ذَلِكُمْ بِالْوَالِدِي إِحْسَانًا. But here it's about the test. And how to pick up the test. How to succeed the test. That's why if you go to the very beginning of the surah, وَلِلَّذِينَ وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And in the last, very last ayah in this surah, وَلِلَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Conclusion. About the test that you face in your house, amongst your people, from your enemy, from non-believers, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. This is the condition. The promise, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And you find, when the Quran talks about something, all the verses will go in the same line, in the same line. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ قُرْآنَ تَشْقَى. Someone would say, okay, I know the Quran, you know the Quran, but there is a missing condition. What is the missing condition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, Habib al-Ghali, you may recite on your tongue, and you may look at the verses silently by your eyes, or you can hear the verses with your ears, and you can keep it in mind just by memorizing the verses. All of this will not do you anything toward contemplation unless it touches the heart. Someone would say, but I can't think about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will start from here. Otherwise you will know the tafsir, but you don't know the tadabbur and the amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated it clearly. In order to be amongst those who will never be under the stress,
Inna yatiyannakum minni huda.
Then Allah will give the conditions. How to behave toward the Quran, how to deal with the Quran. That you have received the huda, the guidance from me. فَمَنْ, only one condition. What is it? فَمَنْ قَرَأَ, whoever recite. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ, just تَبِعَ, have anything to do with the khutbah? Yes. You will not practice the Holy Quran sincerely unless you do and you act upon what you have understood. Tadabbur is not only tafakkur with your brain. This is why when it reaches the Quran, the heart, what will happen? And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim Sahihain, Hadith al-Imam al-Bashir, he said, Ala inna fil jasadi mudghah. Idha saluhat, when the Quran reaches there, صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, all other extremities and senses will act accordingly. طيب.
فمن تبع هداي.
Fulfill the condition, take the prize, the reward. What is the reward?
فلا خوف عليهم.
Fear shall not be upon them. At all? At all. Fear, which is where? In the heart. Does that mean they don't face hardships? No, they face, but their heart is more calm than the one who is in his palace. يعني هم يواجهون مشاكل لكن بالداخل ما في أي مشكلة. We will prove that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, طيب خوف عليهم
ولا هم يحزنون.
Nor will they grieve. What is the difference between خوف عليهم ويحزنون? خوف from the future. I have heard that my father's health will deteriorate. Something in the future. But the grief, being in grief, huh? Huzn. Something in the past. You cannot say, I'm sad because I was not accepted in the job, which has not even appeared to the future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who fulfill this requirement, we will clear up their future and their past. Allahu Akbar. We will prove that, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we contemplate on the verses that we want to contemplate on. But this is just a background that we need to furnish the ground to be on the same page, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and to move, inshaAllah, from there. And this is Surah Al-Baqarah. The Surah Taha,
فَمَنِ تَبَعَ هُدَايْ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى.
If you don't fear and scare from anything, and you're not sad of anything, you do not regret anything, you're not under stress, tell me about your life. This is explained in Surah Taha, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنِ. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he first received the Holy Quran, Jibreel was reciting the Holy Quran, and when Jibreel said Alif Lam Mim, Nabi Rasulullah immediately said Alif Lam Mim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited him from doing so.
لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجب به.
Don't just concentrate on keeping it on your mind, in your memory.
إن علينا جمعه وقرآنه.
We will take care of keeping it untouched from anyone who wants to modify it or play with it. And we will take care of keeping it in your heart and in your mind. So what is the message?
فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَا
فَقْرَأْ فَاحْفَظْ
فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ.
If you do so, you will find that windows and doors of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening for you with every step you move forward.
فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ.
We will make it clearer and clearer. Yeah, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you find people, what did he say? He said, I mean, that it comes out of the field in time. Oh! An alarming rate. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevented us from doing so. Can you remember any verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not recite the Quran with this way, just by going extremely rapidly?
وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُقْضَى إِلَيْكَ وَحْيُهُ.
Calmly, then if you do so, you will find that a knowledge has creeped to your heart. And you would say that, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge, the one that has just entered my heart. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Isra says,
وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ.
Why?
لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْفٍ.
Shui, shui.
وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا.
قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ. If you recite it in such a way, you will never understand and comprehend what you just recited. Not even for you to apply it. Then what is the example for us, an exercise for us that will lead us to the tadabbur insha'Allah, just as a practice? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. That whenever you act according to the guidance of the Holy Quran, you will never be sent astray. And you will never be under stress. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون لا يضل ولا يشقى. Would my life be like this? Yes. Once you fulfill the condition, the ittiba'. The ittiba' means I will change myself. You will never change until the Quran reaches the heart. And the heart will not be open unless you work hard to achieve such a high level. Ya Rabb, waffiqna li hudaka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in Surah Taha here now what we need from the story of Musa is being tailored to this surah. Anything that has nothing to do with the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned it. We will just be very brief inshallah and mentioning only, we'll skip many, many verses and just go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says to Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And He knows your life from the day you were a sperm, and even before that, 500 years, كما جاء في صحيح مسلم, until you die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعلم كل المشاكل التي ستواجهها, all the hardships that you're going to face, and all the struggles, and all what would make you sad, all what would frighten you, Allah يعلم all of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can take care of you throughout your life. Or the second option, that He will let you take care of yourself. If you follow your desire, what you want to do, and your lusts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you in places and He will leave you alone. And you will deal with the struggle that you're facing. If you are following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, wa nas'al Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ma'a ha'ula, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you in each and single hardship that you are under. Anyone of us wants his iman or her iman to be increased? Sah. Here is the formula, here is the recipe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى.
What is that in your hand, O Moses? All of us memorize this verse, صح? But do you understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you by giving you these verses? These verses could change بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ your entire life. Wallahi, you will view it totally differently. You will see like if you are a dead person and now you became alive. Allah expressed it this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا.
That who from amongst you was dead. Dead. مَيْتًا. بِالْعَرْضِيَةِ dead.
فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ.
Then resurrected him. أَحْيَيْنَاهُ. We gave him life after death. He was alive. No, he was dead. He was walking, breathing, but he was dead. His heart was locked up. نسأل الله العفو والعافية.
أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ
Then,
وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا
Then we gave him lights. He was in the dark. Side, and Allah, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken him to the bright side, to the light.
وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ
So let's try to get, inshallah, out of the darkness to the light, inshallah, of the Quran.
وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى
What is that in your right hand, O Moses? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed knows what is in his right hand because he has created him and he has created the, what is in his right hand. Then Musa alayhi salam said, هي عصا صح صح عصاي does it make a difference yes it makes a difference عصا عصا means any stick any staff but عصاي it indicates something when I asked you about tissues, مناديل. In your car. قلت لك المناديل هذه اللي في سيارتك، ايش هذه؟ What is this? You would not say, this is my tissues. صح؟ You would say tissues. صح؟ But when I ask you about your cell phone, what is this? You would not say a cell phone. It's my cell phone. صح؟ So whatever is beloved to you and valuable to you, you would always express that I have a relationship by adding yeah, asai. He could have said asai, and the end of the story had passed. Some of the scholars said that because Musa alayhi salam, he loved to spend more time, and he said something that is good, but it's not the main purpose. He said, hiya asai. Try it with any kid in the street who has anything. Scooter or what? Ask him what is this? He would say, "This is mine. And I will just play with it." صح صح because he loves it and he wants to talk about it and how attached he is to this thing, whatever it is. He said, "Alayhi salam, hiya asai." Then he started telling, "What has this stick made and facilitate?" To me in my life.
أتوكأ عليها
On which I lean.
وأغش بها على غنمي
It made my life easy. And I cast down branches. And I start beat down the branches for my sheep to eat. He just start beating the bushes. So grass will fill down to the sheep. So instead of going and climbing, just by one step. So does he need it? Yes. He's telling you I need it. صح؟
ولي
and for me فيها
in it مآرب أخرى
that with which I have many, many other things. Abu Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I fight wolves if they try to attack my sheep, and in the sunny days, the hot days, I'll just stick it in and put a piece of cloth. Anyway, وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى The message is, I cannot leave it. صح? The message is, when you ask someone, what is this? My iPad, and I always use it. I always use it. In every step, I cannot go without it. That means don't ask me to give it to you. صح? صح? This is the message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you a hidden message here. If it does not reach your heart, you will not understand this. And the rationale behind giving you such a story. And such a big bit and piece of a story. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves Musa or Allah? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love Musa?
He loves him extremely.
وألقيت عليك محبة مني. I do it my love, my love to you. الله أكبر. ولتصنع على عيني. يحب موسى عليه السلام. فكيف بعد هذا التعبير ولي وأهش بها؟ Then Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, cast it down, throw it. سبحان الله. Allah, you love موسى عليه السلام. And Musa loves the stick. And we know that if you love someone, you want him to be happy. صح؟ Did you understand anything from here? الصلاة والسلام على الرسول. أحبتي وقفنا في قبل الصلاة على أن الله عز وجل أحسنت فيها. أن الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يريد أن يقول القصة for foolish purposes, for no reason. ألقها خذها. It is a stick at the end of the day. No, he wants to send a message for all of us who recite the Holy Quran. That look at موسى عليه السلام. Despite of the love that he has and the attachment that he has with such a stick, immediately when he heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him one word, Al-Qiyam. One word. Does it have a wisdom? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say Al-Qiyam because we will give you something? Al-Qiyam, that's it, Al-Qiyam. Is it haram? It's not haram. Musa at least could have said, so what is wrong? Oh God, oh my Lord, what is wrong with the us? It is not a glass of wine or sah. It is asr. And all the uses I have with it are for the benefit of myself and my sheep and humanity. Sah. Sah. ألقها يا موسى ثم ألقاها صح؟ No, not ثم. Every single letter in the Holy Quran makes something, make a change in your life. Allah subhanahu is saying you indirectly compare yourself with my beloved one to know if I love you or not. Just the preceding ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وأنا اخترتك وفي قراءة وأنا اخترناك اخترتك. I have chosen you. And Allah سبحانه وتعالى when Allah سبحانه وتعالى has chosen anyone. ولقد اخترناهم على علم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى does not choose anyone. When he chooses someone, he knows, Allah سبحانه وتعالى knows best, that he deserves such asdifa. How many seconds did Musa spend after hearing the word Al-Qiha? Fa al-Fawriya. Immediately, without thinking, without arguing, without you want me to? You are the one who created me, my hands and my heart's coming, the blood to my hand. So everything is from you, God, my master. Al-Qiha. He cast it down. Did he pass the test? Did he pass the test?
Yes.
Not yet. This is why most of us will, at some point in our life, we would make a repent. But sometimes we go back because we have not completed the test yet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire Holy Quran will never test anyone once. He will test you with two things. Unless you contemplate and ponder over the verses of the Holy Quran, you will never know what it is. I'll give you an example. If I give the Shaykh in here this portrait report, and I instruct him that, Shaykh, look, I need you to do three steps. One, I want you to take this water to the gentleman, the sheikh there. And once you give it to him, he will look at you and ask you, look at him and say, go away. Don't worry.
go to the last gentleman there and try to give him time. And he will say, if you did not get out of my way, now I'll kill you. Don't worry. Take it to the gentleman here. And once you give it to him, he will accept, he will take it and throw it in your face. Come to me and take a check with $1 billion. While he's stepping toward the first test, he knows what is he expecting. صح? So when he is offering, he expects the fitna. It's an imtihan. صح? Because he knew my instructions. He knew my way of testing. That's why as he progressed, he didn't get depressed. Rather, he gets more satisfied because he's closer to the check. صح? That's the difference between those who don't know about the test. They don't know about the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing people. You got my point? Is that clear? It's very important for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you two types of test. Something that you love, and he will ask you to leave. And something you hate, and he will ask you to leave. Shall I read it again? I will prove that with all the stories that we brought. Something you love, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows this, that's why he put you to He subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Jannat perfectly under which rivers are flowing and Sheikh Khulud forever. Huh? Allah has given you this reward for such tests. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يَفْتَنُونَ. Do you think that you will be let alone just to say, أَنَا مُؤْمِنٌ, I'm a believer? You will have every single event in your life as a test. Who then you will mark? Who then you will be marked? Correct or whether it is fake or X. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, he passed the test, صح? Not yet. He passed part of the test. But until, if you want to take مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ قُرْآنِ تَشْقَى, you must fulfill the whole test. You cannot just be in any exam and you do 50% of the exam and you say, oh, all of them are correct, yes, but I haven't, then you haven't completed the test. فَإِذَا هِيَ. Yeah, if it's us, and this is our, and most of us understand it this way, and that's why we fail, most of us will fail in their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, okay, wallahi Musa, since he passed the test, this stick should be turned into gold as a reward to Musa alayhi salam. صح? This is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested us. And he told us what. So you have no excuse. Like when I told the Sheikh, he is expecting, but he is sure that the check is with me. And he is sure that I will pay him the check. And he is sure that I am honest. Otherwise he will not take a step. صح? فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. بدل ما يعطيها الله جائزة قالوا هذا شيء مخيف. Something frightened me. Something is scary. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Apparently. Not any hay, not any stick. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another surah, فَلَمَّا رَآهَا تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ. She was not, if it was a hay, if it was a python, a large snake, by its own, this is a frightening scene, صح? No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it was going all over the place, all over the place. Going around Musa, تَهْتَزُّ كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ. SubhanAllah. Does Musa alayhi salam deserve this, ya Allah? He's testing. This is the model. What did Musa alayhi salam do again? He fled. Walla mudbiran walam yu'aqib. See how beautiful the Quran is. This is the issue. Walla mudbiran walam yu'aqib. What does that mean? If you had been chased by a dog, يعني you will run away, you will flee. Yet, while you're fleeing, you will have some time to look back how far, how what's the distance between you and the dog. صح? But if you have been chased by a lion, you will never have this fraction of a second to look behind, because this will slow you down. صح? This is what Allah subhanahu means by وَلَّا مُدْرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ, that he never turned or looked, not even a fraction, because this must know his motion, his running, subhanAllah. He should have passed the test. He thrown it for the sake of Allah, and he flees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى قَالَ خُذْهَا. Allahu Akbar. When I love it, Ya Allah, you said, Atiha. Now I do want it. I will take care of my sheep. I don't need anything to lean on. I will take care of myself. But I don't want this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to understand that when you have a belief in your heart, you will never question. Khudha, go toward it and extend your hand. Ahbabi, if I were to hold the dog, I don't know, man, whatever. Okay? And I would say to you, come and touch it. And you will see the dog is staring at you. If I say come and touch it, I must calm you first. صح? I must say, don't be afraid. Just touch it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa lillahi al-mathal al-a'la did not calm Musa alayhi salam. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى قَالَ خُذْهَا. Then he said, وَلَا تَخَفْ. See, subhanAllah, the commandment first, the order is first, خُذْهَا. The belief you must be there, خُذْهَا. See, subhanAllah, when Quran is changing the words and puts the order of the kitab al-uhkimat alayhi. خُذْهَا أَلْقِهَا. Before giving the rationale, before calming Musa alayhi salam down. خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِرَاطَهَا الْأُولَى. I cannot see it. Now I see it as a python, as a snake. Oh God, put it, turn it to a stick in our face. صح? This is what we do in our life. I will leave the mortgage if you give in, if you have given me money. صح? لا خذها ولا تخف. That's why in Surah Al-Kahf, قال الله سبحانه إنهم فتيةٌ آمنوا. Those young men, آمنوا. They have a belief in their heart. وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قالوا فقاموا. No. We say and then we do. What we need to do and then we say. آمنوا. إذ قاموا فقاموا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُذْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ سَنُعِيدُهَا سِيرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. Did Musa say, oh God, I'm done. The first test is not for me. Did he say this? So he passed the two tests, صح? To leave something he loves the most, and to take something that he hates the most. صح? Then he passed. خلاص. He passed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what will happen to Musa alayhi salam in the future. And by passing these two symbol tests, they are symbol relatively of the reward he has been given. Sah? It is not easy. May Allah subhanahu help us and support us and strengthen our iman to pass these tests. But if you compare this ittiba' to the rewards that Musa has taken until the last moment of his life, not only that, but in thereafter, تحت الأرض, in his grave, and thereafter, it is nothing. You know what? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever Musa is being put in a hardship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind the reader of the Quran about the stick. صح? صح? When he was faced, Musa alayhi salam was having a certain level of iman. This level of iman makes him to afraid from natural things, like when he flee from the snake, right?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell you two things. First, that I will strengthen your iman with every test you pass, but you must complete the test. That's why Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was being called by the charming woman, charming lady, is that something like the, Musa, the stick of Musa alayhi salam he lost? Sorry? But Allah doesn't want him to go for Allah. What did he say? Ma'a Allah. Then he flee. صح؟ He passed the test?
Yes.
Not yet. That's why this is something that he loves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't have to leave. صح؟ But what about the person? Something that he hates? So he said, As-sujnu ahabu ilayhi. As whatever pleases you Allah, I will. Whether it pleases me or not, that's another story. Because I know that you have all my future and you can change everything, ya Allah. I'm passing such a test with its, you know, struggle and while I'm striving, but Allah subhanahu will compensate and none can compensate for you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So he passed and he was the king. And just read the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, you will say, is it the one that who has been thrown in the rock? Is it the same person who was just put in the prison? Yes, Al-Aziz. إِنَّهُ وَيَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that Musa alayhi salam has passed the test. And this performance, such a high performance, corrected and solved all the problems that to come to Musa alayhi salam. That's why when he faced the magicians of Fir'aun, Fir'aun, when he confronted Musa alayhi salam and asked the Sahara, أَلْقُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ مُلْقُونَ فَأَلْقَوْا. When they casted down their sihr, their magician, their magic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as a great, something extravagant. Huh? Know that this is extravagant. Something out unimaginable. Which test is more difficult? One python or 300,000 magicians throwing their pythons? Which test is more difficult? The second one? Did Musa run away? ليش؟ الخبر الثاني 300,000 ثعبان أمامه يسعون سحر وأعين الناس واسترهبوهم. They terrorized people. سحر وأعين الناس واسترهبوهم وجاءوا بسحر عظيم. موسى عليه السلام did not even move any step backward. Allah سبحانه is telling you that if you pass a test, I will put you in another stage of iman where what used to frighten you before will not frighten you anymore. Is that clear? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that he had zero faith. He said, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. I mean, he felt. أوجس means slightly he felt, but he never ran away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Musa and reminding us. What did Allah say? وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي. Now Musa, with such a test, with such a miserable test, mystery, I will remind you that I will not forget the stick that you threw it, you threw it for my sake, and you took it for my sake. Now I will tell you what I will compensate for you. I will save you from this. Did Allah save him? What could have happened if Musa alayhi salam said, I will not, this is my step, I cannot, oh sorry, God. Then he will face the struggle in the future without any support. Waha? Is it clear? Al-qima fi yaminik tulq of ma'asana. Subhanallah. Musa alayhi salam, by passing this test, Allah subhanahu has promoted them up and up.
What is the evidence? Allah subhanahu has given him another test which is even more severe. This is what I meant when I said that when you follow the Quran, still struggles are happening, but in your heart, it is nothing. Because Allah subhanahu is taking care of it. It's not you, with your weaknesses, with my weaknesses. The third test is, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ Musa alayhi salam escaped with Bani Israel, and all of a sudden, تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ they saw Fir'aun. And Fir'aun was just mentioning, إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَشَرْذِمَةٌ قَلِيلُونَ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَنَا لَغَائِظُونَ وَإِنَّا لَجَمِيعٌ حَاذِرُونَ We will put them apart. We will smash them. We will... فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ Which test is harder? The first, second, the second, or the third? The third. Because in the second one, it's just a proof who's stronger. But here, it is to kill. Okay? فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَ الْجَمْعَانِ قَالَ أَصْحَابُ مُوسَى All the companions of Musa, they said, we are possessed. We are defeated. إِنَّا What did they say? Did he run away? Did he own this against the khiba, a slight? Nothing. La ilaha illallah. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do when He take care of you. When He takes care of you, you will feel this. لا خوف عليه ولا هم يحزنون لا يضل ولا يشقى ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن يشقى He will take care of Allah. Subhanallah. Then he said, Kalla. Kalla, what? What is your purpose? Don't fool us. What is it that you have now to defend yourself? He said, Kalla. Inna ma'i asai? No. Inna ma'i ya Rabbi. He didn't say, Sawfa yahdi. Sawfa means in a while. Say yahdi. It is done. What type of iman that you have, Musa alayhi salam? Was it originally there? No. Can you build it if you do the same? Yes. That's the message. If you ask, why am I shaking with any trouble that I'm faced with? Because you are not passing the tests. Every day, daily tests. Leave, take. Wake up for Salat al-Fajr. You struggle. Do you get my point? Leave this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, what happened, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Fa. With Musa alayhi salam, all the responses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with Fa. So you don't forget. Because he dealt with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with Fa. What does it mean? He was immediately responding to Allah, Allah was immediately responding to him. ألقي ما في يمينك فإلى هي تلقى فا كل الله سبحانه does not cause him to any stress like what he said in the very beginning of the surah لتشقى I will solve the problems instantaneously صح فإلى هي then now they are confronted by Pharaoh and the sea is behind them Allah سبحانه وتعالى said كلا إن معي ربي سيهديني فا The first letter, fa. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى لَمْ يَسْفَرَكْ مُوسَى أَنْ نُطْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحَرَ Every time he will remind them with the stick. This is the one that you left for me while you loved the Musa. This is the one you took while you were fighting. This is it. أُطْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحَرَ Hit the sea with your stick. Come on. Just wait a minute. If you go to a swimming pool and you start hitting, nothing would happen. Right? A huge, giant ships, huh? Flowing and wading through the seas, and they did not do anything with the sea. That is not the Asa. He didn't say Asa, he said Rabbi. And Rabbi is the Rabb of the Asa, he's the Rabb of the sea. فامتلأ. لا حد فا. فأوحينا لموسى نضرب بعصاك البحر فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم
solve this problem in your future. If you haven't fasted, you will take care of yourself in here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He opened the sea in front of Musa alayhi salam, He said some verses, wallahi, it is shaky. Shaking, and how shaking this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَسْلُكْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ يَبَسَ. If I pour just water in this carpet, it will take time. بَحْرًا will be dry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, not for you to be drawn, it is not to slip. I will make it right. La ilaha illallah. When Musa alayhi salam passed the sea, he turned and he tried to hit the sea to get back. And this is mentioned in the Holy Quran. He tried to hit the sea to get back to its former position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اترك البحر رهوا. Leave it. It is not your stick. It is me. Subhanallah. اترك البحر رهوا. What you want based on your limited brain capacity, you want to be saved and you want Pharaoh to be saved. I want you to be saved, but I want him not to be saved. Allahu Akbar. And Allah subhanahu will open the way for those people who are tired. Not because he loved them, because this is their end. اتركوا البحر رغوا إنهم جند مغرقون كما خرجناهم من جنات. I got them out this time, not to return them back. Not to get them back. What happened in the fourth test? So why is it severe, more extreme, more difficult tests and no fear corresponding to it? The fear is less, and the test is subhanAllah. Allah, if you pass the test, the more you pass, the more iman you will have, and you will have. When Allah subhanahu, something totally irrelevant, when they were thirsty, when they were dying from thirst, وَإِذْ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, they ask Allah for rain. Allah could have sent the clouds and make the rain happen, صح? What did Allah say? Again, He would remind you and Musa alayhi salam with the stick. I will solve all your issues for one test that you passed completely. اطرب عصاك, hit with your stick, what? حجر, the rock. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say the sand? It is evil. Although if you cannot just hit the sand with your stick and it will give you water, but at least the sand is easier than the rock. Allah is telling you that if I want to support someone, I don't look at the easiest route. I will choose the most difficult path and I will get the fun. Not ثُمَّ انْفَجَرَتْ, then explode 12, no. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. Why it is the stick? It is for us. Who said it's for us? This is the last verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. That within the stories of those beloved ones, there is ibrah. It is for you to take you from one level of iman. Ibrah min ya'bur. Abra, when you pass the river, we call it in Arabic ya'bur. So that means you are in a position totally unlike the position you were in. صح? So لَقَدْ كَانَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these stories should take you from one side to another side, from one level to one level, only if it touches the heart. May Allah grant us understanding and contemplation of the Holy Quran. عبرة. He didn't say it in us, for people, for mankind. لا.
لأولي الألباب.
Of those understanding.
ما كان حديثا يفترى.
They are not false stories.
ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل الكتاب.
سبحان الله. Can I ask the last question? This is the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded Musa would something happen exactly the same. Was he beloved to his mom, to his mother? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked her to throw. صح. Like when he asked him to throw that the stick. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring Musa alayhi salam back from the palace of Fir'aun. Like when he tells the stick, سَنُعِيدُهَا سِرَتَهَا الْأُولَى. He said, لَا تَخَفْ أَنْ تُؤُمْ مُوسَى وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْسَنِي. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we will continue inshaAllah on more and more inshaAllah contemplation in the upcoming weeks in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sorry for taking your precious time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who caused this gathering to happen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may show His mercy upon all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of you more than what you desire in your heart. أسأل الله أن يوفقنا جميعا. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي شرفنا برؤيتكم فوق هذا الفرش أن يشرفنا برؤيتكم أخرى تحت العرش. اللهم يا رب لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل متقبل مبرور. اللهم لا تخرجنا مع أبواب هذا المسجد وفي صدر واحد منا حاجة أو واحدة إلا قضيتها على الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ولا تجعل علينا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا بيتا إلا رحمته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك رضا ودنا فيها صلاح إلا أنتنا على قضائها وأرسى لطالب وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الموقف قبل المطالب وأمي عليه الصلاة والسلام.